We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
If you're tired of waiting in line to the coffee shop for fancy coffee, then you need to check out Coffee Topper's Cold Foam, your shortcut to barista-quality beverages at home. No mess, no hassle. Just skip that line and flex your at-home barista skills. Whether you like a little foam or a lot, enhance your coffee, or maybe it's tea or soda. So many drink options. They taste amazing with Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com or find it at your closest retail location, or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's Coffee ToppersFoam.com.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at IBM.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Today's daily highlight from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Well, more signs that we're all psychopaths.
Okay.
There was a story out talking about how the length of your fingers can determine if you have any psychological issues. Okay. Everyone whip out your hands. Let's take a look. By the way, before we get into this, they say it's not unusual, it's not uncommon to have this scenario going on with your fingers.
Okay.
From the Journal of Psychiatric Research, the team found that those whose index fingers are shorter than your ring fingers, you are more likely to have a diagnosed psychiatric disorder. They call it the dark triad.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa. Dark triad traits include highly socially discouraged attitudes, narcissism, and psychopathy.
Wait a minute. So which question. Fingers? What?
The index and the ring.
You're okay. You have the middle finger, right?
You can't look at my nails. Don't go by my nails.
The ring finger next to that, and then there's your pointer finger, which is your index finger. If your pointer finger, index finger, is shorter than your ring finger, you are a member of this society.
I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm a member.
I have a question.
What's that?
On my right hand. the same. On my left hand, my index finger is considerably shorter than my, they're not the okay. same.
That's exactly me, yeah. Froggy. Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm clearly both hands. both hands, my index finger is way shorter than my ring finger.
You're all in.
So this analysis of your hands, it's confirming that compared to healthy controls, individuals with a clinically diagnosed psychiatric issue were more likely to have a shorter index finger and a longer ring finger.
Okay.
And there you go. They're saying, oh, go ahead.
You say yours are clearly both on both hands. Your
oh, yeah, no, it's the same. Longer. Oh, absolutely. Okay. It is. There is no debate.
Okay.
I wonder why my right hand. What have I been doing with my right hand that's causing me my left hand so different?
All right. You've done nothing. It's just the way you're born. Okay. So, they're saying do not fret. It doesn't mean there's an issue here. It just says in a controlled setting where they study all these people, they have found that people that have what I have are more likely to have psychiatric issues, which are biologically rooted. I think it has something to do with the amount of
testosterone and hormone other hormones that you have raging through your body before you're born. I think that has something to do with it.
I have raging testosterone?
Before you were born.
Sense, yeah. I could see it.
Yeah. So they're saying people like me with the dark triad, we have more aggressive behavior and bad attitudes. It's okay, I'm in. Also, but on a good note, we score higher on mental toughness and sports performance.
Oh. Really? Okay, that's where you lose me, because I have this thing going on both of my hands, and I am awful at sports.
Well, no, okay, keep in mind, just because your fingers do that doesn't mean at 100% certainty this is you, okay? Let me just make that very clear. But I know that everyone listening right now is looking down at the damn fingers going, oh, good boy. Absolutely. Analysis of their hands confirmed, compared to healthy controls, individuals with a clinically diagnosed psychiatric issue were more likely to have this longer ring finger.
Wow.
Thing. Hmm. All right. Hmm. You don't have to tell me I'm out of my mind. You don't. Seriously, I don't need to look at my hands.
I know.
So there's that. The dark triad traits. Have this conversation with your friends and your coworkers today and see how that works. But again, they're warning people with shorter index fingers not to fret. It's very common to have what we have. Mm. All right, there you go. Oh, here it is. It's associated with a prenatally higher testosterone and lower estrogen exposure during the first trimester of the fetal stages. There you go.
Huh.
Okay. All right. Any thoughts?
I don't know. This makes a lot of sense.
I'm going to go home and look at Preston's fingers.
Yeah. See if he's a psycho. And then what are you going to do? Chop one of them?
I don't know. Because it's funny, because the other day I was looking at his hands. I'm like, Preston, you have the longest fingers ever. Like, whatever. And, you know, we were laughing about it. But I didn't know about this thing.
Uh-oh. Well, okay. It's not at 100% certainty that there's a problem. Okay. Keep this in mind. Yes, Gary.
I don't know if this is true or not, but weren't we talking a while ago about your the length of your eyes, that if you could fit another eye
length
in between
of your eyes?
No, what? If you could fit,
I don't have long eyes.
The space between your eyes. If you could fit another eye, a third eye in between your two eyes, then you're also a psycho.
I think that's how it's supposed to be.
That's how you're supposed to be.
Yeah, that's how your face is supposed to be.
You're supposed to be able to fit a third eye between the space of your eyes.
Yeah. Hey, can you hold on a second? Okay, let's not call people psychos. This is not...
whatever. We're talking part of the dark triad or something.
Dark triad?
So you're saying if I don't have enough room for another eye between my eyes, then there could be issues. I'm trying to figure this out.
No, the opposite. Quite the opposite. If you
What's
could
that,
fit
Gandhi? What is it?
No, I think Scary's wrong on this. I think that the rules of symmetry for your face, you're supposed to be able to fit an eye length specifically between your eyes. That's like the exact proportion it's supposed to be.
Okay, but if you can fit two of them in there, then maybe we
can
rethink things.
Then you're like a crocodile.
You're part of the Volturi.
So you've heard of the psychopath stare, right?
No.
Have you heard of this?
No.
This one makes me uncomfortable. Nate, you want to talk about it?
Yeah, it's apparently psychopaths have a particular way that they look at people. Right? I'm reading about this now.
How your eyes gaze at them.
Yes, exactly. And it's uncomfortable, like a predatory. And apparently the way you use your eyes, you can use manipulation tactics more easily as a psychopath.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever been on the train or just walking through the mall or whatever, and then your eyes will catch someone else's eyes for like just a split second?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, sometimes it's this intense connection you have with someone, even if it's for a split second. And you start thinking, oh my God, did they looked at me, I looked at them at the same time. And it sort of like hits you for a while. You're like, okay, I just had a weird interaction with a total stranger for a split second, but there was something in there. So some people believe that people with psychopathic traits can actually use intense eye contact to startle others and catch them off guard.
Whoa.
And they can use that to manipulate them.
Yeah.
You can control people with your eyes.
Anthony Hopkins in that movie, Silence of the Lambs. Hannibal Lecter. He was staring the whole time. I don't even think he blinked.
You know, there are some cultures around the world where it is acceptable to just stare at someone and watch them going about their business. Here in America, if someone's looking at you, Your first inclination is, what are you doing? Why are you looking at me like that?
Take a picture. It'll last longer.
There you go. There's a good lie. Exactly. But in some European cultures and Asian cultures, you could just stare at someone. Really? And just study them. Study what they're doing. Study how they're acting. And it's common. It's not uncommon to be stared at or stare at others. Hmm. Don't do it near me because I'll have questions for you.
Yeah, I don't like it.
What are you looking at? What you looking at? Anyway, so now that we've solved all the psychiatric issues of our show and everyone listening.